Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
And now it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It works the same way. Whenever we play Soundbite of the Week, we have four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. We're going to play those for you here in just a minute. You listen carefully, and then you decide. Your reasons are your own. You decide for whatever reason you have which you think ought to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've got four candidates. We'll play them for you, and you vote. You vote by giving us a call, and phone call voters get to go first, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can send your votes to us right here in the studio in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Tweet them to us at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker to the best vote for Soundbite of the Week this Friday afternoon, September the 16th. Number one this week, soundbite number one, Craig Parton answering the question, why wasn't Israel on the State Department's list of religious rights violators?
Yeah. Well, evangelical Christians are such strong supporters of Israel that, in essence, Israel can almost do no wrong. And evangelical Christians, who make up a huge majority of people in this country who support Israel, just turn a deaf ear on human rights abuses. And I can tell you, as a country that has not had a great record of human rights strengths, Israel is unfortunately an illustration in a lot of human rights courses of how not to do it, violating sovereignty of other nations to go run after war crimes perpetrators and others. A number of the cases in case law and international human rights come out of proceedings against Israel. So I'm just saying we need to treat people with an even hand when it comes to human rights abuses in the area of religious freedom. And we ought to speak out strongly against the persecution of evangelism in Israel.
That's soundbite number one this week. Should it be soundbite of the week? If you want to vote for that one or for any of them, give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two, Pastor Will Whedon, an original stanza of When I Survey the Wondrous Cross.
The original fourth ran like this: His dying crimson, like a robe, spreads o'er his body on the tree. Then I am dead to all the globe, and all the globe is dead to me. It completes the picture. You've had the prince with his crown of thorns, and now you see his robe. It's a robe made of blood all over his body, a crimson robe in which he's clothed. This is God's love. How do I know that God loves me? You don't answer that question by how things are going in your life. If most of us answered it on that basis, it would be a pretty shaky basis. We answer the question of how, does God love you? By looking to the cross. There you see divine love. There you see God's love for you. He spreads out his arms and embraces all of your sins, bears it to death, forgives your sin, destroys your death, and brings to you the gift of everlasting life. That's how much he loves you. And that's an answer that holds sure, no matter what the vicissitudes of your life are, whether it's an uptime or a downtime. That's an answer that holds rock solid. He loves you all the way to the cross and the empty tomb. You can hang on that.
That's soundbite number two. Now, here comes soundbite number three. It's from Pastor Jeremy Rohde, our very popular series with him on the Gospel for Former Evangelicals, talking about the present tense of God in the Lord's Supper.
I run into people who are in desperate need of a present tense word from God, to know what God says to them right now. Many people struggle with their sins. They have guilty conscience. Their hearts are breaking. They need to hear not what God did do or what God will do. they need to hear what God says to them right now. They need God's forgiveness right now. And when they realize that this is what God gives in his supper, that he gives present tense forgiveness, present tense restoration, they're so overjoyed that they receive the rest of his words with the joy and faithfulness of little children. He says, "This is my body." And they say, "I believe it. He is my Lord. He is my Savior." These are the words of eternal life.
All right, that was soundbite number three. Here comes soundbite number four, and get ready to vote, because after four, we'll take your votes. Soundbite number four, Pamela Geller on building a mosque of reconciliation.
In a 1,400-year history of Islam, there has never been a mosque of healing or reconciliation ever that's been erected on the site of a jihadi attack. But I will tell you, it is an Islamic pattern to build triumphal mosques on the sites, the cherished sites of conquered lands. Clearly the most obvious and the most egregious is the Dome of the Rock, you know, Al-Aqsa, which was the mosque that was built right on top of the first temple, Jewish temple, and the second Jewish temple after they conquered that area. And we see that again and again, the Saint Sophia in Constantinople, that became, of course, Istanbul after the Muslim armies conquered it. That became a mosque, and that was the most exquisite and beautiful church in the world. The Taj Mahal, tens of thousands of Hindu temples have been destroyed and or converted into mosques. Never at any time was there a mosque of reconciliation and healing erected on the site of a jihadi attack. And if you think the 1.5 billion Muslims are going to consider a 15-story mega mosque in a building that was destroyed in the 9/11 attacks as a mosque of reconciliation, you got to put down the bong water.
All right, that's soundbite number four, and now it's time to take your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You can vote by giving us a call, and if you call, you get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Email your votes, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes next.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois is happy to support the Christ-centered, cross-focused ministry of Issues Etc. Join us for worship, Bible classes, youth ministry, and other opportunities to grow in Christ. We have a Christian day school for children in preschool to 8th grade. We are located at 1300 Beltline Road. Call us at 618-344-3151 or visit www.goodshepherdcollinsville.org.
Here's a resource for your high school or college-aged child or grandchild as they begin a new school year. It's Concordia's Complete Bible Handbook for Students. You'll find an introduction with answers to questions like, is the Bible reliable and trustworthy? Who wrote the Bible? And more. You can order Concordia's Complete Bible Handbook for Students by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. Concordia's Complete Bible Handbook for Students.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Here are two new ways that you can promote Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. business card and the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Simply go to the support page at issuesetc.org, click Issues Etc. business cards, print the page on suitable stock paper, and cut along the lines. We also have an 8.5 by 11 inch flyer for the bulletin board at your church. IssuesETC.org, go to the support page, click Issues Etc. Bulletin Board Flyer, and print.
This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, IssuesETC.org. Or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
People often ask us, why don't you sell the I Have Issues t-shirt? Wouldn't that be a great way of promoting the show? Well, it might be, but we've never sold the I Have Issues t-shirt. With very few exceptions, the only way that people get them is either by coming to personally visit us. Everybody who comes to personally visit us gets the I Have Issues t-shirt. They actually get the LPR bundle package. They get the I Have Issues t-shirt, the travel mug, the pen, and the bumper sticker. We did miss somebody this week, by the way, and we owe that dear woman the LPR bundle package for coming to visit us. Or if you have the best vote for Issues, etc., soundbite of the week, then you have a chance to get the I Have Issues t-shirt along with the bumper sticker, the pen, and the travel mug. So if you want the I Have Issues t-shirt, or at least a chance to win it, you need to vote. 1-877-623-6943. We're playing Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, September the 16th. Our four candidates for you to choose from. Soundbite number one, Craig Parton, why wasn't Israel on the State Department's list of religious rights violators? Soundbite number two, Pastor Will Whedon, an original stanza of When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. Soundbite number three, Pastor Jeremy Rohde, the present tense of God in the Lord's Supper. Or soundbite number four, Pamela Geller on Building a Mosque of Reconciliation. Vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Sending us a tweet at IssuesETC, or you can always vote right now at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Up first, Jonathan in Iowa. He says, I vote for Craig Parton as a vote also for the Academy of Apologetics, Evangelism, and Human Rights. Well, thank you very much. That's a good vote, a good reason to vote. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, facebook.com/IssuesETC. This vote comes from Jacob in Waterford, Wisconsin. He says, my vote is for soundbite number three. Pastor Rohde stated the importance and the need that we have for the Lord's Supper. Couldn't say any better myself. Jacob, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Wisconsin. Kimberly votes in Spokane Valley, Washington. She says her vote is for soundbite number four, Pamela Geller, for several reasons. First, I really love that segment, and I've listened to it twice already. I sent a link of it to my son so that they could listen to it. It was fantastic. She was an engaging speaker and was interesting to listen to. I heard many things that I had not previously known. Second, she votes for it because her message is so needed. She says, I think Americans have been slowly lulled into believing the mantra that Islam is peaceful. She delivered a sharp wake-up call. Third reason for her vote, she says, when I originally listened to her and heard her comment about putting down the bong water, that's part of the bite there, I about died laughing. I thought I could hang out with this woman. I think people have that kind of reaction to Pamela Geller. She says, vote for soundbite number four, Pamela Geller, for all those reasons. She's got a fourth. I don't see her fourth reason there. So, Kimberly, thank you very much. She wants to hang out with Pamela Geller. That's a good enough reason for me. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Stephen is listening in London, England. He says, I'd like to vote for Will Whedon's quote from the verse of Isaac Watts' hymn, not just because it's a favorite hymn and not just because he used a recording using a tune we English sing to it, and not just because I didn't know about that verse because it was pure, but because it was pure gospel. That's what I like about listening to Issues, Etc. That's what I listen to Issues, Etc. for, says Steven, and thanks for listening in England. Beth listens in Seattle. She says, I've got to vote for Pamela Geller simply because of her last line, put down the bong water. There's not much that makes me laugh out loud, but I can't help it. I listen to Issues, Etc. for the fabulous theology insights, and that was just funny. Thanks for all that you do. Well, thanks for listening in Seattle. Bonnie listens in Kansas. She says, it's a hard choice, but I pick Pastor Rohde. To me, there's nothing more freeing than the objective reality of God's forgiveness given to me in Christ as presented in baptism, the Lord's Supper, and private confession. Like Pastor Rohde said in the interview, the Lord's Supper isn't an intellectual exercise. It's present tense and it's concrete. I want to take the entire text of this interview and post it as a Facebook status for my non-Lutheran friends and family. Thanks for listening in Kansas, Bonnie. Charles listens in Accident, Maryland. He says, I'd like to vote for every soundbite except number four. I wish that every time you are tempted to have Geller on, that you would schedule Robert Spencer instead. They actually work together, by the way, Charles. But he says he always comes across as having real expertise without being a wrapped the aluminum foil around your head to keep out the voices crazy. All right, so Charles votes for three of them. I don't know what his vote is for, but not for Pamela Geller. I guess we just need to pick one that Charles is voting for. Paul in Colorado says, my vote is for Pamela Geller. We have a remarkable inability in this country to accept the reality of the situation regarding Islam. Either through fear or political correctness, we refuse to remember the historical nature of the West's conflict with Islam going back 700 years. In France, Islam is about conquest and submission. And she's right. The mosques built on the sites of conflict are mosques of conquest, not reconciliation. Islam knows no reconciliation in its theology, except a reconciliation based upon the belief that Allah and its prophet. And we in the West are deluding ourselves to our physical and eternal peril. That's Paul in Colorado. Paul, thanks for listening and thanks for your vote. Now, it's still time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, September the 16th. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 1-877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Melba votes. She says, it's hard to choose, but if I must, and yes, Melba, you must, I would vote for Pastor Jeremy Rohde. So many professing Christians are seeking a personal word, a direct impression, or a move of the Spirit from God in their prayers, in the sermon, in the Bible study. It's as if they expect him to leave a note on the dresser that they can find in the morning. But he has spoken, and he speaks presently in the Lord's Supper. My body given for you, he has forgiven and forgives and will forgive. What greater words of comfort are there? So Pastor Jeremy Rohde is my vote for Soundbite of the Week. Very well put, Melba. She could almost be a guest on that subject. Smartest listeners in radio. Craig listens in California. He says he's voting for Pastor Rohde for sure. What's better than Jesus for you now? Well, thanks for your vote. Thanks for listening in California. The winner this week, Soundbite number three, Pastor Jeremy Rohde. The present tense of God in the Lord's Supper.
I run into people who are in desperate need of a present tense word from God to know what God says to them right now. Many people struggle with their sins. They have guilty conscience. Their hearts are breaking. They need to hear not what God did do or what God will do. They need to hear what God says to them right now. They need God's forgiveness right now. And when they realize that this is what God gives in his supper, that he gives present tense forgiveness, present tense restoration, they're so overjoyed that they receive the rest of his words with the joy and faithfulness of little children. He says, this is my body. And they say, I believe it. He is my Lord. He is my Savior. These are the words of eternal life.
Well, that's the winner. Soundbite number three, Pastor Jeremy Rohde, the present tense of God in the Lord's Supper. So who gets the LPR bundle package this week? Melba, thank you very much. Melba's getting the LPR bundle package. If you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, we will send you the LPR bundle package for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. And as always, thanks to everybody who listened and everybody who voted when we played Soundbite of the Week. Now, that's just a sample. That was, what, maybe 5 total minutes of audio from those 4 sound bites, 5 total minutes of audio from this whole week of Issues Etc. on 2 hours a day for 5 days of that week. There's an awful lot there, folks. If you appreciate what you heard, even in that sample, go back and listen to the rest of it. And please consider making a tax-deductible gift to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. You can make a secure online donation right there at our website, issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make that check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Here's the address again, LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of us all the way through the difficult summer months. When you go to church this weekend, go with the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer in hand. Get it from our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. It's right there. You'll see a picture of it. When you click on that, the PDF will download to your computer. You can print it off and take it with you to church to put on your church's bulletin board. Right next to it, the Issues Etc. business cards. You can see them there. They are 10 to a page, easy to cut along lines, printed on suitable stock. Carry it with you wherever you go. Whenever anyone asks about Issues Etc., or you bring up the subject, you have the business card right there to give to them. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll talk to Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse about the issue of marriage and the Republican convention in California. You see, our God is present tense. The salvation that He brings is for you now. We do not discount what He has done, because what He has done is delivered to you right here and now in that present tense. His life laid down at the cross, His blood shed for you, His forgiveness secured in heaven forever, eternal life and resurrection. That's for you right now. You'll find it in the Lord's Supper. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.